Last time I was here, if you remember, that far back, I think it's about 4 weeks, isn't it? I spoke up with using the Lego, didn't I? You maybe think I used that reading before. Maybe I did, but it doesn't harm to hear it twice. And I spoke about our God being the God of creation. And I used the Lego, if you remember, as an example of my two grandchildren who are here this morning, having a plan and searching for the right pieces to complete that plan. And then we likened that, didn't we, to God having a plan for each of us. And once he started it, he continues to build it up and to transform us into who or what we need to be, whether we like it or not. He transforms us. He wants us to live and experience the fruit of the Spirit in our lives and, importantly, to demonstrate it to others. I think, was it Spurgeon who said, Don probably tell me, that you can tell people about the gospel or show people the gospel, and if you need to, you use words. And that's what living in Christ is, being the fruit of the Spirit. And the Lord calls us to be ambassadors for Christ. Now, we all know an ambassador is usually a respected official who acts as a representative for a nation. With Christ, it was the world, but for us, it is a nation. They're sent to foreign lands, and the ambassador's role is to reflect the official position of the sovereign body that gave him or her authority. It is not to give what they think. It is not to give their views on things. It is simply to represent what they have been given to take. Right? Let me just read you two Bible readings. One is Thessalonians 2 verse 4, and it says, "On the contrary, we speak as men approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We are not trying to please men, but God, who tests our hearts." And the second one is from John 18, and it says, Jesus is talking to Pilate, and he says, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. And Jesus answered, "You are right in saying, I am a king." So this is the king that we as ambassadors are sent out to serve. We represent this kingdom from another place. And it's our responsibility to reflect the official position of heaven, not what we think, what Jesus gave us in his word. That is what we have to take. That is what we have to show in how we live. We have been recreated to live in union with Christ. We've begun this new life and we have a new master. God brings us back to himself because he blots out, he rubs out all our sins, making us righteous, which means we are right with God through Jesus. We are ambassadors who will encourage others, God willing, to do the same thing, giving us the ministry of reconciliation, which is really just telling others about the gospel of Christ. We are empowered by the Holy Spirit. Now, I was in the well on Tuesday, I think it was. And I was talking to a good friend of ours, and I said, and I've only got 3 days to do this sermon for Sunday. And I don't know, I had no idea what God wanted me to say. And I have struggled all week. And this friend said to me, "Yes, but we have a great God, and he raised Jesus in 3 days." So I thought, well, if he can raise Jesus in 3 days, he can give me a few words for Sunday. So we're empowered by the Holy Spirit, and we're expected to take this message of Jesus our King to the ends of the earth. Now, We can't all go to the ends of the earth, but we have people among us who have been. We've got Florence and Ken, who went to Romania. Mercedes and Michael, who go, I think, to South America. And other people who work for Christian organisations who go, like Tear Fund and World Vision and many others. But we can't all do that. And for those who can't do that, our mission field is the community where we live. It's the outcasts of society. In fact, it's anybody we meet who doesn't know Jesus. That's our mission field. That's where we are ambassadors. Being ambassadors at home is just as important as being ambassadors in foreign lands. We all have been given the same authority. And sometimes I think, I know going abroad and living in different things is hard, but I think talking about Jesus in our own community is very hard. And we need the power of God's Spirit in us if we even attempt to do that. We must be empowered by Him. He enables us to do the Father's will. And we are called to live the lives that are holy and pleasing to God. In fact, I think the hallmark of our Christian behavior, especially our love, should be the fruit of the Spirit. Jesus doesn't ask us to do anything which he has not already done. He came as a servant king. He came to serve his Father and to live according to his Father's wishes. And that's exactly what he asks you and I to do. To serve Jesus and to serve other people. To help the sick, the lost, the lonely, the downtrodden and the disadvantaged of society. Knowing how difficult it is not to judge, not to criticize, not to have damaging thoughts, but to work together as God's ambassador, thinking not what we ourselves would do, but what God expects us to do. Christ is our master. And we are here primarily to serve him. We are servants of Christ. Now, a servant is someone who sets aside all rights of their own to serve someone else. They either set them aside or by their circumstances, of course, they are set aside. In former times, the slaves were bought and sold, weren't they, to do menial work at their master's bidding. But sometimes they had such a loving relationship with the family they served that even when they could go free, they decided to stay and serve where they were. And this is the idea Paul tried to explain when he referred to himself as a servant of Christ. The Lord has bought each one of us for a very, very high price. And when we come to know him, we should be more than willing to abandon all our rights to him and because of our love for him, choose to serve him faithfully. How many of us here can say we serve Jesus faithfully? As we sang, how many can say we live for him? How many of us show the fruit of the Spirit in our behavior? All of the time. Who among us has not said something critical or judgmental about someone else? We often look at things through our eyes, and with our very limited knowledge of God's plans, we decide for ourselves what should and shouldn't be done or said. And instead, we should be focusing on the Lord and trusting that he has everything under control. He understands human behavior and situations and the reasons for things much better than we ever can. And our job is not to change that. It's not to add to that or take away from that. It's to submit to his knowledge and his wisdom. Our service as ambassadors, isn't it to represent our King to the world? Isn't it to support his way of doing things, even if we don't understand them? If we keep looking at life with what we think, then aren't we just saying and insinuating that we know better than God does? If we're saying that's not right, it shouldn't be done like that. And I know it is very difficult not to be drawn into the world today, and even to get into a pattern of life which strays from the path God has planned for us. But if we concentrate and continually try to focus every day, every single day, asking the Holy Spirit to help us, we will succeed in being better Christians and in being good ambassadors. Now, we've all been given different gifts so that the bride of Christ, his church, can be seen as pure. But Jesus has to be first and foremost in all that we do. Now, this church is no different from other churches or groups of people, because there are always cracks and fractures and grumbles and groans. Always, when you get a group of people together, there's grumbles and groans. One says something and then somebody else takes it up and then it grows and you're all just sitting there moaning and groaning about something. But if we keep focused, all those cracks can be repaired in God's way and in God's time. Last weekend, even though it was a time of sadness, we had a great opportunity to show how the Lord's family can work together. There were many gifts used, from the setting out of chairs, the greetings of people at the door, the washing up, the clearing away, and many other things. And the way this was done was a tremendous example, I believe, of being ambassadors, because people could see the love, the care, and the willing cooperation of God's church, how people put themselves to the back to serve the needs of others. And it showed, I think, how Jesus' love, care, and compassion for his flock was demonstrated through his ambassadors. Let me just read John 15, 12 to 17. It says, "My command," you've all heard this before, but I'm going to read it again. It says, "My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you." And that is all the Gospels. Everything Jesus told us and has made known to us is in the Gospels. "You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. And this is my command, that you love each other." We are Jesus' friends. Isn't that wonderful? Hey, to be the friend of a king. I mean, we went to a garden party at Buckingham Palace, but it's nothing in comparison to being a friend of the King of Heaven. And when we knew what Jesus desired and we showed his love and friendship to all last weekend equally, regardless of whether we knew them or not, the fruit of the Spirit was definitely shown, and the gifts we had were all well used, because we all worked together in his love And that glorified our sovereign king. It had nothing to do with us. It was all glorifying our sovereign king and living out the gospel as ambassadors. We can do that every day, you know. It doesn't need to be any special occasions. We should try and do that wherever we are. That's why we're here, to show this love and the joy. Even if it's a bad week, like we've all had, we can all be happy and cheerful and joyful inside because we serve this wonderful King who loves us. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, we are told, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. I think the message today is not one that focuses on the cracks and the groans and the grumbles, whether it's in individuals or in the church as a whole. I think it's one of encouragement, where we look at those cracks, whether they're in us or whether they're in the church, but we look at those cracks and we trust in God to give us the wisdom and the skill to take part in making them whole again. And if we keep in tune with God's Holy Spirit, we can be great ambassadors for Christ, our sovereign Lord, as long as we keep him first and what we think buried underneath. Because really, in the scheme of things, what we think doesn't matter, does it? It's what God thinks that matters. We're just the way to spread the word. If we know of any cracks in us, then I suggest that we confess them and be reconciled to the Lord through the power of his Spirit. Ask someone to pray with us so that we can continue being good ambassadors and live a life of fruit in the Spirit. Remember, with the self-control, with the patience, with the tolerance, with the compassion, in the peace that only Christ gives. We've been specially chosen for this ministry. We have to take it seriously. God hasn't got a plan B. We're it. So we have to do it. We have no choice. So let us do everything we can to enable God's Spirit to be successful in his plans for us and in his plans for his church. Let's forget about self altogether and focus on him. And we will be rewarded and we will be good ambassadors and the gospel will spread as it did in the early church.